All right. Welcome everybody to Nuka Loka for the. Got to turn it on. Ready, go. So welcome everybody to Nuka Loka for the Sunday program. And most of our members actually right now are sleeping. As hard as that is to believe, the reason they're sleeping is they went to New York. For the Rafi Yachin was like two nights in a bus in a motel and no sleep. So that's why we don't have so many people today. But and it was very wonderful. We had perhaps hundreds of thousands of people there at the Rafi Yachin and then millions of people watching the Rafi Yachin. So it's a very wonderful experience for any of you. In case you want to see a big festival next year, the second weekend of June. And we always organize a bus or two going up there, and everybody has a good time because they're chanting and dancing together, and even distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So that's why not so many people here today, because they're very tired. Okay? But it's good to see everybody. So, tonight we have an interesting topic, basically. The topic is, what platform are you at? So we can find out what platform of bodily consciousness or spiritual consciousness we're at today based on verses of Bhagavad Gita. It's a little bit of philosophy. We'll try to keep this. First we'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jana Pallava Ribadita I, Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paramahacharya, All Stuttara Sajashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhayachananad Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Shahidas Thakur Ki Jai, Ramse Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Shishi Radhakrishna Gopagopada Sayam Kun Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Ki Jai, Vajradam Ki Jai, Vigadasami Ki Jai, Yavanamai Ki Jai, Shivali Dalasi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Pregananda. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada. Omaganas Timurandasha Gananjana Shlakaya Tapsudam Yudhikam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, today we're going to speak about a very interesting topic about what platform of consciousness we are at right now, where our ego is. Now, generally you hear you got to get rid of the ego. You ever heard that before? People say, you got to get rid of the ego. That's not true. We got to get rid of something called the false ego. So we're going to talk about understanding what false ego platform we're at right now, which is interesting. And also how to transcend the false ego platform. So we're going to begin by reading the fifth text of the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which has been translated and commented on by Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charter of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, without whom none of us would be sitting here today. We'd all be on the lower platforms of consciousness. So I'm going to read, and this is a little technical, as is the 13th chapter of the Gita, is quite a technical chapter, so I'm going to try to make it very easy to understand at least this verse. So, Rishivir Vahodakitam Chandravir Vivirani Pratak Amasutra Padais Chaiva Vitumavir Vinishchitaha. That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in the Vedanta Sutra with all reasoning as to cause and effect. So Srila Prabhupada explains here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the highest authority in explaining this knowledge. Still, as a matter of course, learned scholars and standard authorities always give evidence from previous authorities. Krishna is explaining this most controversial point regarding the duality and non-duality of the soul and the super-soul by referring to a scripture, the Vedanta, which is accepted as authority. Because both the soul and the super soul, let me explain what that is. We are all a soul, but also inside our body, there's super soul. The superhero. Super soul, you heard of super soul? Super soul means, basically, to make it simple, it means God is in your heart. So the Vedic literature describes it just like you have a tree, and there's two birds on a tree. One bird is eating the mangoes. What are the types? Papaya, apple, whatever. And the other bird is watching. So we are the bird that's eating the fruit, but we're also eating the bitter fruit. Bitter fruit of this material world, because where happiness has a beginning and an end. And Krishna is watching us. Krishna is watching us and waiting until we're going to eat the good fruit. Just like if you went into a supermarket with your mother, some of your kids, And you saw some rotten fruit and said, oh, it looks nice. Right? And your mother says, no, stay away from it. And you say, no, I'm going to eat it anyway. And that's our relationship with the super soul. Super soul is saying, don't eat the fruit of this world. It's temporary. It's miserable. You can get real happiness with me. And we're saying, no, be quiet. Give me facility. Give me money to enjoy this world. Give me facility to enjoy this world. So, anyway, so that's the super soul. That's the duality and non-duality. Krishna says, first, this is accepted by all different sages. As far as the sages are concerned, besides himself, Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedanta Sutra, is a great sage. And thank you. And in the Vedanta Sutra, duality is perfectly explained. That means the difference between duality means two. The difference between the soul and the super soul. Isn't that nice that God is in everyone's heart? Your friend is with you all the time. Wouldn't it be nice to have your friend with you, best friend? Krishna says, Suvarnam, Sarvabhutanam, Yadvamam, Shanti, Rajati. He's your best friend. And he's in the heart. And Vyasadeva's father, Parashara, is also a great sage, and he writes in his book, The Religiosity, Hum Tvam Cha Kutanye. We, you, and all the various living entities are all transcendental, although in material bodies. Now, this is us. We have fallen into the ways of the three modes of material nature according to our different karma. Three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Goodness, passion, and ignorance, right? And according to those three modes, we're either Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudras. So, right? You just turn it off. That'd be the best thing. Right now, in control of society and the high government positions, what do we have? Do we have Brahmins? Yes?
No.
Vaishyas. Shudras. There's actually something outside the board called Ledges. Ledges. Because, anyway. Who are influenced by the lower modes of nature, both passion and ignorance. They couldn't be influenced only by ignorance, or else they could sleep all the time. So, passion and ignorance. Some are on the higher levels and some are in lower nature. The higher and lower natures exist due to ignorance and are being manifested by an infinite number of living entities. But the super soul, which is infallible, is uncontaminated by the three qualities of nature and is transcendental. That's Krishna. Similarly, in the original Vedas, a distinction between the soul, the super soul, and the body is made, especially in the Katha Upanishads. There are many great sages who have explained this, and Parashara is considered principal among them. The word Chandobi refers to the various Vedic literatures. The Tathagatriya Upanishad, for example, which is the branch of the Yajur Veda, describes nature, the living entity, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we're going to get into the topic of today. As stated before, Kshetra is the field of activities. Like you have Kurukshetra, right? Which is the field where the battle is performed. And there are two kinds of Kshetra Gya. That means the knower of the field. This body is a field. And that's all we know is what's happening with the body. There's Krishna, the individual, no, there's us, the individual living entity, and the supreme living entity, Krishna. Krishna's watching us, and he's also giving us intelligence, forgetfulness, and remembrance according to our desire. He's like a doting parent. You know what a doting parent is? A parent will give a kid whatever he wants, because he wants the kid to experience that if he makes the wrong choices, then he's not going to be happy. That's a good parent. Now, a parent who's just into discipline will just say, do this, do that. And the kid never learns for himself. So sometimes there's a necessity of learning for yourself. And Krishna understands that. Because he's given us free will. As stated in the Tathagatriya Upanishad, Brahmaputram Pratishta, there is a manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy known as Anamaya, where one depends on food for existence. This is a materialistic realization of the Supreme. Wow. So people can realize Krishna. We're not talking about prasadam right now. As food. Pretty good, isn't it? Because Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhu tat sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me. So indirectly, because food and everything in the material energy is Krishna's energy, and Krishna is the energetic, indirectly you can say the food is Krishna. Of course, prasadam is Krishna, but that's not what we're talking about right now. Indirectly, we can say the food is Krishna because it comes from Krishna. Indirectly, we can say the sunshine is the sun because it comes from the sun. So this is called the Chintya Veda Veda Tattva, which means it's the same and different simultaneously, inconceivably, but conceivably to those who understand the philosophy. Then there's another stage, which we're going to talk about in a second, called pranamaya. After realizing the supreme absolute truth in food, one can realize the absolute truth in the living symptoms or forms. Then, in jnanamaya, realization extends beyond the living symptoms to the point of thinking, feeling, and willing. Then there is Brahman realization called vijnanamaya, in which the living entity's mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity itself. In other words, you're not the body. The next and supreme stage is Anandamaya, realization of the all-blissful nature. Thus, there are five stages of Brahman realization, which are called Brahma Huchan. In other words, in one sense, the material energy is Brahman because it's an emanation from Brahman. Isn't it? Sarva Kalu Idam Brahma. That's one of the statements that the personalists like to mention. Everything is Brahman because everything comes from Brahman. And everything enters into Brahman. But in another sense, it's different. This is the amazing philosophy taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that everything is the same as God and different from God. Everything in this world is an energy of God, energies of God, but God is also separate and joined in the spiritual world. Out of the first three, Anamaya, Pranamaya, and Jnanamaya, they involve the field of activities in this world and the living entities. Transcendental to all these activities is the Supreme Lord who is known as Anandamaya. That means, Anandamaya means bliss. The Vedanta Sutra also, I know it's a lot of philosophy, describes the Supreme as saying, Anandamaya Vyasat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is by nature full of joy. So in other words, when we turn back to Him, we can experience joy. To enjoy His transcendental bliss, He expands into Vijnanamaya, Pranamaya, Jnanamaya, and Anandamaya. In the field of activities, the living entity is considered to be the enjoyer and different from him. But different from him is the Anandamaya. We're almost finished. This means that the living entity decides to enjoy and dovetailing himself with the Anandamaya. In other words, if you go serving Krishna, then you become perfect. This is the real picture of the Supreme Lord as the supreme knower of the field, the living entity as the subordinate knower that is under Krishna, and the nature of the field of activities. One has to search for this truth in the Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra. One more paragraph. It is mentioned here that the codes of the Brahma Sutra are very nicely arranged according to cause and effect. Some of the sutras or aphorisms are Na Vidyada Shrute 232, Natma Shrute 2318, and Paratu Tat Shrute 2340. The first aphorism indicates the field of activities, that's our body. The second indicates the living entities, that's ourselves. And the third indicates the Supreme Lord, the summum bonum among all the manifestations of various entities. Okay. So we were talking about these different levels of realizing the absolute truth and what they're described as the different levels of ego. But there's also different stages of development of the living entities. And some of us have not developed to a higher state. So we're going to see what platform we're at. The first platform we're going to talk about is Anamaya, where one is just conscious of what? This is not prasadam. Theoretically, you think this is not prasadam. Just conscious of food. And that happens when one's a little baby, right? Anyone been a baby before? There was actually a study at Harvard University, and they came to the conclusion that 80% of adults at one time were babies. It's a joke. Hopefully some people caught that. So food was very important. Like children, little babies, they cry when they don't get food. And so that's the first stage. And many people are on that stage. They can't resist. I mean, food is just like everything to them. And the second stage, which we mentioned, is pranamoya. In pranamoya, then the bodily symptoms, don't let this, bodily, you ladies don't get attracted to this. The feelings in the body. Well, let's talk more about the needs of a particular living entity. For example, we have basic needs, which are food, light, and touch, and feelings in the body. And sometimes people like to run races, for example. There's like run races. And there's a feeling of adrenaline rush, and we get the feelings in the body, of joy in the body. Not saying it's wrong. I mean, we all eat, and we run, we should exercise. But if our consciousness is just stuck on that level, does anyone know someone who is stuck on the level of pranamoya? None of you know anyone? I know so many people, which I'm not going to mention their names. So this consciousness is actually simply consciousness is a field of activities, the body. You know, first is the tongue. Of course, the acharyas tell us that of all the senses, the tongue is the most ferocious and difficult to control. And if one can conquer the tongue, because we're getting back to anamoya again, if one can conquer the tongue, one can conquer Krishna. Wow. And then, of course, on this level, the pranamoya platform, the sex desire is the strongest. So one has a particular challenge on each level of consciousness. So beyond that level, we have what's called the manamoya. Sometimes some acharyas call it the vijnanamoya. The jnanamoya, which is similar. Jnana means knowledge, mana means mind. And in that level, we're accepting and rejecting things according to how they please us, or speculating about different things, the nature, the absolute, or trying to plan different things. So that is also a manifestation of Krishna. It's Krishna's energy. But it doesn't give us happiness. In all these three platforms we're talking about, whether it's through the food, whether it's through the bodily symptoms, or whether it's through just speculation or enjoying the mind, mano retain asati davato bahi, one cannot be happy. And then finally, next to the last, we come to the vijnanamoya, where one gets spiritual realization. Now, one gets this spiritual realization, the initial stage of spiritual realization. How? By coming in contact with the Vedic literatures. Now, it's interesting, in India, there's many systems of philosophy. Some of you may be familiar with what's called the Shadarshanas. It means the six basic systems. Systems of philosophy, and I'm going to describe those, because those systems, some of them are on the lower levels of consciousness or bodily consciousness, and some of them are on the higher levels of consciousness. So you start off with what's called Nyaya, which is actually on the platform of, let's go back to the other one, Manomoya. Nyaya means a system of logic and reasoning. Now that can be used for spiritual things, that can be used for material things. And utilizing that system of logic and reasoning, they have something called Vaisheshika. It's called. And that's a question of analyzing, let's say, sometimes it's called atomism, but it's analyzing the material elements, different ways. Of course, the Sankhya later on goes to the actual analysis of the material elements. But looking at material energy and using logic and reasoning to understand it. So both of those are on the material Manomaya platform. Then, after that, you got something called Sankhya. Sankhya means, basically the word means to count. Sankhya, there's two of them together, Sankhya and Yoga. So Sankhya means to count, and it basically means to look at the underlying nature of the material elements. Now generally, in science we talk about material elements that you study at the university, about the periodic table of elements, right? You ever heard of that before? You know, you got hydrogen, all the way up to the, you know, these really complex radioactive elements. Many. How many there are today? Does anyone know? There's 100 and something. I lost count. Because when I was in school, there was a lot less elements that they discovered. But, you know, they're always discovering some, more and more. So anyway, hydrogen is the first one. But in the Sankhya philosophy, the Vedic philosophy, they understand the elements in terms of what's called earth, water, fire, air, ether, and mind, intelligence, and ego. So there's the Pancha Mahabhuta, that may seem familiar to you. That means the grosser elements. And it's much more productive to look at the elements in terms of these categories when one's engaged in spiritual life. If one's a chemist and trying to produce some chemicals for a material purpose, then look at them in terms of the periodic table of elements. But for spiritual life, it's important to analyze in terms of earth. What is earth? Earth is this solid substance. Water, there's no water here, but anyway, you can understand what water is, or liquid substance. Earth, water, fire. Fire means also the electricity. Fire, air, ether, and then you have mind, intelligence, and false ego. That's called Vinaprakriti Ashtada. So the next Vedic system is called Sankhya, in which one analyzes these elements, and then in order to analyze them and meditate on them, you got something called yoga. Everyone's familiar with yoga? You ever seen a yogi? You know, do all the postures and everything like that. I one disciple who does 3,000 postures.
Wow.
He's one of the world's foremost experts in yoga. So you got Sankhya and yoga, but all these are not quite on the highest platform. Some of them with Sankhya, yes. If you're talking about theistic Sankhya, taught by Lord Kapiladeva, then it goes to the Vijnana Moya platform. Because in Sankhya, you're not only analyzing earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, but you're analyzing the perceptive senses and the active senses. Perceptive means, you know, your eyes, ears, your nose, etc. Active means, you know, your hands, you know, senses like that. The different parts of the body. So you're analyzing all these things. And then ultimately, if you have theistic Sankhya, you come to the platform of soul and super soul. So that's called Vijnanamoya. And in Vijnanamoya, you realize what? You're not the body. As Krishna says what? Dehi no smin. Anyone know that verse? Param yoginam jada adeyantara svartir yurastatra namuyati. That the body soul is passing from like this. Should I give another example? Where's the youth? Are you having youth? Any youth here? Oh yeah, there's a youth. And old age. Pointing at myself. But the soul always remains the same. So that's understanding that there's matter and spirit also, that's the Vijnanamoya. And so then one needs to come to a higher platform, because all these are not perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge is what we call Anandamoya. As the Vedanta Sutra states, Anandamoya Vyasat. And the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter has a very interesting verse to illustrate this. Anyone know the verse? Brahma-bhuta. Samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti bhavate param. So, prasanatma. So one who understands, one who understands that he's a Brahma-bhuta, that means he's a Brahman entity. Prasanatma, he becomes happy. And why is he happy? Because with all these lower stages, anamoya, pranamoya, trapped in young man, manamoya, and even to a certain extent vijnanamoya, then Brahmabhuta Prasanatma, Nishojati Nakamsati, before you come to the Anandamaya platform, what do you do? No one knows? You're hankering and lamenting. Like if you think you're the body, you're hankering, here's the food again, Anamaya. You're hankering for food. I think I'm hungry. You're hungry? No? That's good. You're on a higher platform. But I can see you're uncomfortable sitting there, so you're on the Pranamaya platform. So I'm hankering for something. I'm wanting something. Or lamenting. Lamenting for something. Well, how could I have lost that? Why don't I have that? If I see a Tesla, why don't I have that Tesla? I'm hankering for it. I always give that example. So, not anymore, though. Anyway, so, Nishoshitikant, Samak Sarveshu, which is very interesting. Because when one comes to the Anandamaya platform, then one, Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu, one can really have peace in the world. Because Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu means one sees all living entities equally. Also in the Isopanishad, it's stated, Yastu Sarvani Bhutani Atmana Ivana Pashati Sarva Bhuteshu Chakananda Toga Vidyupshate. Same thing. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Pamani Goliashtani Shiri Chaiva Supake Cha Pandita Samadarshana. These are different verses of Bhagavad Gita. That someone who is Krishna conscious sees all living entities equally. Like our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, stated that when one sees, or referring to this great saint, when one sees Saint Francis, when one sees all living entities as one's brothers and sisters, in other words, equally, Prabhupada said that's first class God consciousness. If one distinguishes living entities according to the type of body they have, that's in the mode of passion. But in the mode of goodness and the transcendental understanding, then one sees all living entities equally as the brothers and sisters and treats everybody nicely. Not only treats everybody nicely, but does another thing too, which we're going to see in a second. Of course, here's Krishna. One realizes the bliss of serving Krishna. But the interesting thing about the Anandamaya platform, it's no longer about you. The four lower levels are all about me. Me food. Primitive. You know, like the Tarzan movie? Me Tarzan. You Jane. Never heard that before? Some of you may have heard that. So, me food. Me sex. Me enjoy. That's like aboriginal. You know, anyway, I wouldn't criticize aborigines. That's very primitive conscious, all about me. Or me knowledge. I'm so intelligent. I can understand things. It's all about me. Or me, not the body. And you see this, like there's something called impersonalism, where one says, me God. You heard that before? I am God. You're God. We're all God. Thank God. So, So that's all about me. And the reason we're suffering is because we're thinking it's all about me. And when you try to understand that it's all about Krishna, and you see all these devotees here in the picture, there's the gopis, the cowherd boys, the mother and father of Krishna, the cat and cows, all the living entities in Vrindavan, and they're simply thinking it's about Krishna. Solves all of our problems. Because all of our problems are coming because we're on the lower levels of consciousness. All problems come. Of course, we do need to, don't get me wrong, we do need to eat. We do need, you know, sufficient like rest and other things, you know, on the Pranamaya platform. We do need to use our minds. We do need to understand the philosophy, etc. But if that's all we do, then it's just like polished animals or the best of computer if we're on the Manamaya platform. So this is Anandamaya. And the way to reach this Anandamaya platform, what are they doing? Yajayi Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Sumedasa. As, this is an old picture actually, this is from Boston. 1969. And some of them, you may recognize some of the words. Yeah, none of them is there. And these devotees, very simple. I mean, basically, they didn't have much material amenities at that particular time. They just basically bought this cloth that they're wearing as bed sheets from the store, and wrapped it around themselves, looked very simply. And look how happy they are. I was just in New York and watching the devotees of Rathyatra and how happy they were. And then I was in the airport and just seeing everybody, you know, just... you know, I was watching... I mean, actually, it's interesting about the Anamaya platform. When I first took the plane to New York, it was like 4:30 in the morning, and everybody was lined up at the restaurants there to eat. I said, what they eat at 4 o'clock in the morning? And then, especially a particular coffee shop, which should remain nameless, because I'm not supposed to do advertisements. There were 100 people lined up, you know, to get their shots so they would wake up in the morning. So, and none of them had a big smile on their faces. You know, I observe this when I go into the airport or other places. I mean, who's smiling? Is it Hare Krishna? So, but these devotees, look at them, with practically living a very austere life, because in the beginning days of the Hare Krishna movement, everything was very austere. I mean, I lived in a room with 30 other brahmacharis sharing one bathroom. You can imagine what it was like at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's a big life. And, you know, we shared the same clothes. We just put a big bin, and all the clothes were there, all the socks were in different bins. And you never got matching socks, and, you know, whatever. And all your own belongings could fit in a grocery box. And that was it. And everyone's happy. Because that's Anandamaya. At the same time, we do need sufficient food. We do need all the other things. You know, we don't want to freeze to death. I remember, even in the beginning days, I was at the New York Temple, and they had no money to heat the hot water. And so we'd take a shower in the middle of the winter. It was like a pin still into your body. But still, people are happy. Because the real point is to be happy. I'm not proposing severe physical austerity, but the real point is to be happy. And one becomes very happy by engaging in this sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially when one pleases Krishna and pleases Prabhupada. This is a paid advertisement from Aditya Narayan. So when one pleases Krishna and pleases Prabhupada, then Krishna's course says in the Gita, no one is more dear to me than he who preaches this Krishna consciousness, explains the Bhagavad Gita to others. And one makes special spiritual progress. I just got a letter from someone who is guiding devotees of Krishna consciousness, and she said she has this one devotee who just wants to sit and chant all day long. And yes, you know, how do I just tell them, don't chant all day long, you know, something practical. How do you get him to do that? Because I don't want, she said, I don't want to destroy his faith in the holy name. I said, just make the point that he'll get more taste, he'll get more ecstasy by serving the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pleasing Prabhupada, because we know this, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. When you please a pure devotee of the Lord, then you get bhagavat prasada. Everyone wants prasada. We're not talking about food here. We're talking about mercy. Like people say, give me mercy, give me your ashirvad, Maharaj. Isn't it? Prabhupada one time said, when someone said, give me the dust of your lotus feet, Prabhupada said, my feet are always moving, so I better get home. So, by bringing others, giving others this great joy of Krishna consciousness, Anandamaya Vyasa, one can actually experience more himself or herself. This is different than the material world. You give something to someone and you have less of that thing. You know, someone asks you, can I have money? Can I have a loan? You're thinking, oh my God. No way. You know, I'll just be less for me. But the more you give spiritually. So, it's a great ecstasy. Just like inspired by Aditya Narayan Puru, I told the devotees in New Zealand, I do service to them. I told the devotees in New Zealand, take all the congregation out one day a month, you know, MSM, USF, monthly Sankirtan festival. And the devotees were taken out of Sankirtan, kicking and screaming, you know, because I said they had to do it. But then they write me and said, wow, I didn't really want to go, but after I went, I experienced so much happiness and ecstasy and realization, you know, vijnana again. Vijnana and Anandamaya Vyasa. That, thank you very much for arranging this. So, this is the way to come to the Anandamaya platform. You give Krishna consciousness to others, you get special mercy from Krishna. And here's one of our devotees doing that. So, anyway, so that's the message from today. So, any questions or comments? Keep it short and sweet. Questions, comments? Yes, Paul Gardner.
Yeah. I had this question. Well, can't you, like, please Prabhupada by, like, bettering yourself? And
yes. Oh, yeah. No, one pleases Prabhupada by bettering himself. Like, Prabhupada was asked one time, what will please you? And Prabhupada said, by becoming Krishna conscious. Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. And Prabhupada's also pleased. What is it? Chatur Vidha Sri Bhagavad Prasadam. And the Prabhupada can be very pleased when you all take prasadam. Very nice. So you take prasadam, you please Prabhupada too. And if you preach Krishna consciousness, then you get special. Like, anyone who's gone to the university knows when you take a test, you get these special questions that are for special credit. You ever have that? In the university, there's special credit questions. That if you get wrong, you don't get it taken off your mark, but if you get it right, wow, you get to go back to home, back to work. Anyway, so I mean, you get to graduate and then just find a job and serve a master like that. So, so you take extra, this is called extra credit questions. So this is like extra credit. You get to get extra benefit. And what you're saying is to Prabhupada, please, by any of these things, and if we chant Hare Krishna once, Krishna and Prabhupada, please. So, but anyway, this Yagyayi Sankirtane Prayar Yajantihi Samedasa Krishna Varnam Prasad Krishna Sangho Mahavashi Parsha Yagyayi Sankirtane Prayar Yajantihi Samedasa. So, anyway, so somehow or other we should think about these five different platforms and try to rise to the Anandamaya platform. Because then you'll be happy all the time. Kevalananda Anda, Vajra Vajrabai, Chaitanya Mutai. Kevala, only happiness. Wouldn't that be nice if you were happy all the time? Regardless of what happened in the material world. Regardless of whether you get old. You know, all of you will get old, because you're all young here. But you all get old, I mean, gray hairs, no hairs. Right? Do you think that'll happen to you? Really? So, but then you won't be depressed, because then you'll be lamenting. If you get old without Krishna consciousness, you're lamenting, what happened with my life? What happened? I spent so much money, worked so many days. I mean, it's like you hear sometimes about very prominent people. Recently, there was a prominent person who committed suicide. There's more suicides in the United States than people killed in car accidents. Because in many cases, not every case, it's like this existential crisis that people have when they reach a certain age. What did I do? What's life worth? And if you're connected with Krishna, then you can always experience happiness and bliss. Okay. So, I guess it's time for prasad, time for announcements. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. You know about the feast sponsors today, like Sundar Gopal? Oh, you don't know that. One of the feast sponsors is one of my disciples, Sundar Gopal, who's sponsoring the Sunday feast in honor of his grandmother, who's my disciple also, who passed away, and his wife's father, who passed away. So they sponsored also. It's one of the sponsors.
So let's pray for Sundar Gopal Prabhu, his grandmother, and wife's father.